to infinity and beyond!
The Lord tells me he can get me out of this mess, but he's pretty sure you're fucked.
That is why you fail.
You can't handle the truth!
Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe fuck yourself.
Say hello to my little friend!
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you! I double dare you, motherfucker! Say what one more goddamn time!
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Are you not entertained?
Welcome to Lights, Camera, Podcast, episode 40. That's cool. That's something. Almost to 50. We've actually probably done 50 episodes, counting the real thumps. We're kind of like the DCEU. We don't really make much sense with our, like, you know, like our podcast universe, but this is the 40th numbered Lights, Camera, Podcast. Trill Bonds, you're here. Ken Jack,
hey guys,
you're here. What's up?
We did a Fortnite stream on Friday that went pretty well. I thought that was fun. That was that actually was Lights, Camera, Podcast episode 40. Was that Fortnite stream, basically. It was a 5-hour LCP episode.
Yeah, it was fun.
It really was basically just an episode of the podcast, except taking live questions on the air, more or less.
Yeah, and I think that's what made it so much fun. We got to talk about things that were fairly, I guess, unfiltered. Not that we're like filtered on here, but it was pretty off the cuff. And we had fun playing with listeners, and we'll do more. We may do one actually after recording this. We're recording this on Sunday night. So big week ahead. This is the biggest movie week of the year. This is the week that Avengers comes out, and whether you like comic book movies or not, this is obviously massive. This is a cinematic history type deal with, you know, the convergence of so many movies in a cinematic universe and how many actors and actresses are in this movie and how much money this movie is going to make. We're actually going to talk about a box office competition we're going to do. We'll give our predictions and we'll give our Deathpool predictions as well, because Ken Jack and I are seeing the movie 24 hours from right now, basically, from recording this.
You have to sign in like non-disclosure.
I don't think we do because I think actually the embargo lifts at midnight.
Oh.
So we can talk about it. We can tweet about it at midnight, but we can't give a rating, I don't think. I think the ratings come on Wednesday. I don't know. We'll find out when we're there.
Are you seeing it in your weird theater with the stupid balcony?
Yes, we are.
Yep. Okay. There you go. All right. What would be the one thing that would ruin that experience for you? Like, what are you dreading the most?
So there shouldn't be kids, right?
No, it's a Disney screening, so there could be kids. And there will be a lot of kids. But I think people talking and trying to explain things to each other who don't get things. That's going to be actually, again, our buddy James, always topical. He released a video today talking about how he can't wait for people to like be whispering in the movie, like, wait, what was that? Who's that? How does that happen? Why does that happen? And it's funny because like this is a weird movie in the sense that like you kind of need to do a little homework to understand it. You know, like it's not a movie you can just like, this is like the worst example of like, oh, do I need to see the other ones to see this one? It's like, yes, like you do have to see some of them.
I kind of disagree.
Really? Okay.
I'm not the biggest Marvel guy, but I feel like as long as I get the sexy ass characters wearing the sexy ass costumes on screen, I'm good to go. I'll piece together things that are happening. There's a bad guy. There's some good guys. The bad guy wants to do some bad stuff. The good guys want to stop it. I'm good to go. But you probably would benefit by seeing the original preceding movies.
I just hope that anybody there at the pre-screening, they all are interested in Marvel. It's not like some kid being dragged along by their parents to go see it, even though they don't know anything about it. That would kind of suck.
Your dresser behind you that you've had like on every podcast episode fucking looks like it was from like the Amish factory furniture reject store.
Let me sit. It's a relatively new dresser. I got it like 4 years ago.
How's that a new dress, dude? Where the fuck did you get that? Did you get it from like a haunted house?
I'm going to take a picture of it later because this is a terrible radio, but I think it's a pretty standard looking dresser.
What's the tiniest dresser in the world?
All right. We're going to do an LCP poll. We're going to all three of us tweet our dressers and see who has the best dresser. We'll put a poll on it and see who likes who's dressed for the most, and you can eat your fucking crow.
I'm gonna lose because like all my clothes are in Rubbermaid containers in my closet. One good thing about our house is we have, I'll send pictures to Jeff and Ken Jack, but we have the biggest closet I think I've ever seen. It's fantastic.
It's gonna fucking dunk on us like that. Living in New York City and having closets the size of like a fucking, I don't know, nothing, like a cabinet.
Take it away, Jeff.
Okay. I thought closet talk was gonna keep happening. So yeah, that's Infinity War. It's a press screening as well, Ken Jack. That's what I was gonna say before. So
okay.
Lots of things about. We're actually going to see Super Troopers 2 tomorrow morning as well, and we're going to do an Instagram live of us trying to win that claw game in the movie theater. It's actually the game where the key tries to unlock the thing, and like the prizes drop. And I watched YouTube videos about how to win those, and I'm very excited because now I know how we're going to win. It's going to be great.
The toys are just too big. The toys are way too big for the claw, especially that one gingerbread house. Like, there's no physical way the claw gets that.
Oh, no. That claw game's impossible. I'm talking about the key game. No one's going to win that claw game.
Oh, the key one.
Toys are like 30 pounds. They're not getting fucking picked up by a crane.
The key game. Yeah, I like that one. You throw all the keys in the bowl, and then you pull out a key, and that's the person you're matched with for the next 3 minutes. That's a good game. I like that one.
Jesus. All right, let's get into some movie news. First up, James Cameron. I tweeted about this today because I got really pissed off about this. James Cameron hopes audiences get tired of superhero movies soon. This is his quote. I'm hoping we'll start getting Avenger fatigue here pretty soon. Not that I don't love the movies, which I call bullshit on that. It's just, come on, guys. There are other stories to tell besides hypergonadal males. Is that how you say it? Without families doing death-defying things for 2 hours and wrecking cities in the process. It's like, oi. First of all, isn't this the guy that criticized Wonder Woman? But also, yep. Dude, you're making fucking 5 Avatar movies. What are you talking about?
Well, first, James Cameron makes one movie every 11 years. So he's talking about, I just hope we see something new. Well, you have the possibility to do that, James Cameron. You could be releasing new concepts every 2 to 3 years and blowing our mind, but instead you'd rather sit on the sidelines and talk about what you'd rather see. And James Cameron's definitely made some good movies, but his little statement of like, I do like the movies, is kind of like the movie equivalent of like, well, not that there's anything wrong with that.
It is. It's exactly what that is.
And not for nothing, this is coming from the same guy who made the Terminator franchise, and Terminator has how many properties by now? There's Terminator, T2, T3, Salvation, Genesis, there's an untitled one he's supposed to direct, there's a Sarah Connor Chronicles, there's a fucking web series. Like, shut up, asshole. Like, we like these movies. People just don't like your weird fucking like sexy alien stuff. Like, no one wants that. We want our like more regular alien.
Of all people to say it. Like, if other people said it, I would be like, if Damien Chazelle said it, or I can't say Ava DuVernay because she's done tentpole things, I'd be like, okay, like, yeah, fine. Like, I don't agree, but fine. But like, oh my God, you have 5 fucking Avatar movies coming out. One you called like The Godfather. Like, that's a lofty statement. And the other thing with me, this is what bothers me, is that there are other movies out there. There will always be big tentpole movies. Like, that's just what Hollywood is right now. Like, so I don't know, like, why you single that out. Like, there's Pirates of the Caribbean. If there wasn't comic book, there'd be more Pirates. There'd be more Transformers. Like, that's just how Hollywood is right now. And apparently he acknowledged the fact that he doesn't potentially understand, like, how big screen genre films are right now. And he said he may be, like, behind on the trends. Like, I think you are, because you're still pushing these Avatar movies that nobody's asking for. It's just like, it's crazy to me. And the other thing is, sorry, and then I'll end my rant, is that what makes me so mad about hearing the term superhero fatigue is as if 50% of the movies released every year are superhero movies. Only 9, if you include Incredibles, out of the over 200 movies being released in 2018 are superhero movies. So look, if you're tired of them, don't see them. There are other movies. Your theater is going to play other movies. Go see other movies. Like, that's what bothers me most about it. Like, there are not more superhero movies than other movies. Like, there are tons of other movies. Go see them. They're still being made.
It sounds like somebody just needs to change James Cameron's diaper. Get into a submarine, go down to the Marianas Trench or wherever he's hanging out in his, like, high compression capsule, and just change his diaper for him. He's mad about movies. I do think a good argument is to say, I'm tired of superhero movies. I agree with that. But the other argument is, well, why don't you make something else? And a lot of stuff's being made.
Exactly.
We've seen like a lot of cool concepts. And you're James Cameron. You can make that shit if you really wanted to.
And you will get the money to make that. Like, yes, you're going to always get $1 billion.
Do exactly. anything you want. Like, you can do that shit. It's like the old fucking internet comment of like critiquing people's work. And they're saying like, well, can you do any better? And probably not. But yeah, James Cameron might be able to do better. It's just that he's just lazy and wants to make fucking blue Smurf giants fuck with their hair.
It's an outrageous thing to say too, coming off of like a month where 2 months ago Annihilation came out. It was like not a blockbuster hit, but it made a lot of money. Fucking A Quiet Place, you can consider that a science fiction movie, like science fiction horror too. That made it making a ton of money. Like, the concepts are out there. The movies are being made. So the argument's redundant anyway, because it makes no fucking sense. The stories are being made into movies. They're just not making as much money as superhero movies, because superhero movies are more universal. And I get if he's has the fatigue, but superhero movies appeal to like such a wider base.
What I would agree with, and I wish like it would be, the studio should be marketing the other movies more. Not more than superhero movies, but they should be marketed maybe better. Like, I get that. I would agree. But, oh, man, from like of all people to fucking say it. And like, hey, you can, I mean, no offense to James Cameron, he can come on our podcast anytime he wants and discuss. But Jesus, I was like, oh, the fuck. Of all people, you said that?
Yeah. Well, and people are also forgetting in the Entourage cinematic universe, he made Aquaman.
Yes.
So he's not not one to talk.
Oh, James Cameron. We haven't talked about Avatar in a while. That felt good. Feels good to get the Avatar out. Oh, man. This we didn't talk about when it happened. This is, again, another one of those stories that like falls in between our cycle of recording, but we needed to comment on it. James McAvoy and Bill Hader cast for It too. Thought those were pretty good castings. James McAvoy is going to play Bill, and Bill Hader is going to play...
James.
It's James?
No, I mean, Richie. Well, you just said James McAvoy is going to play Bill, so I thought Bill Hader was going to play James. Oh.
Wait, which character was James? No, Richie, who was played by Finn Wolfhard. And who played Bill in that movie again? I forget. But regardless, Bill Hader, James McAvoy, they're in talks, but I mean, it's going to happen. They're going to join Jessica Chastain in that movie. So three down, two to go? Or three to go? How many are in the Losers Club?
You're asking the wrong guy.
Ken Jack, you know you love it.
Some kind of Stephen King fan over here.
Yeah, that's me. Number one Stephen King fan. There needs to be a cooler actor to portray older Finn Wolfhard. You can't have a cool name like Finn Wolfhard and be replaced by like a really vanilla accounting name like Bill Hader. As much as I love Bill Hader, you need like, I don't know. I can't really think of someone off the top of my head, like a Jean-Claude Van Damme or something cooler than that.
All I want out of the next It movie is I want them to cast Trey Parker as like, you know, his character on South Park who always like warns against people from like going into the pet cemetery. It's like, I wouldn't go in there. Many bad things have happened. I wouldn't do that if I were you. I just want him to be that guy giving out the warnings.
So I guess my big thing about this is this makes James McAvoy the leader of the group. How do you feel about that? Do you think he could be a good like leader for this? Like, I think Bill Hader's going to kill. And like, I like James McAvoy, but I guess I don't know if we've seen him as the leader type in a group like this where he is the protagonist.
Yeah, I don't really give a shit, honestly, Jeff. I'm sorry. It was a bad conversation. I just want to see the movie. I mean, it's hard for me to really care about casting decisions for the It follow-up with the adults. I do love Bill Hader, though. They're all fine actors. They're good actors. I'm happy with it.
How's Barry?
Barry's pretty good. Barry's getting a lot more love than I think it deserves, but it's pretty good.
We talked about that on Fortnite. We talked about Barry. I don't know why it came up, but someone was asking about Bill Hader. So anyway, Trillbell doesn't give a shit. Ken Jackson, I hate the movie anyway, but James McAvoy and Bill Hader cast alongside Jessica Chastain. It too. I think it comes out next year, I believe. Yeah, 2019, September 2019. It Chapter 2, which was the shittiest part of the original It TV movie. That was like, that was the really bad part.
That's part of the reason I don't give a shit is that you cast it with as many good people, but it's all going to come down to how you're going to execute this.
Yeah, that was bad. Last news topic, Shazam. I love talking about this movie because this movie is really weird. And this movie confirms that DC has the corniest fucking movie characters out of like any of the comics. I'm going to pull up the picture now. So maybe bad radio, but we're going to put this out on Twitter because I think it's really funny. So they cast some like new characters apparently. And like the photo of what some of these characters look like is horrendous. There's Mrs. Marvel or something, it's Shazam's wife. And then there's like Shazam Jr., who's really Captain Marvel Jr., because they have to change the name because Captain Marvel is obviously also in Marvel. And then there's like a fucking tiger in a suit, but he looks like he's a part of either that SpongeBob band. You remember that rock band from SpongeBob, Ken Jack? But also looks like he's maybe a part of like a Michael Jackson cover band.
No, what he is, this looks, all these costumes look like they're all hotel staff for some like space hotel. And the tiger's like the bellhop.
That's what he looks like. I have nothing more to say about this movie. I just wanted to come out and bomb already.
There's like a Zac Efron looking guy. There's like this little like Dr. Seuss Whoville kit, like little fat guy. It's weird. It's a weird movie and a weird series of characters.
Well, Zachary Levi DM'd the Lights Camera podcast account this last week, and all he said was, "You fucking what, mate?"
Yeah, very upset and mad online.
And he sent us a shirtless picture.
Yeah, he did. He sent us and then he sent out more shirtless pictures. I'm actually excited for this movie based on how ridiculous it is now. Like, I just want to go in and I want it to be awful and just laugh.
It'll probably be the best DC movie.
It'll probably end up being the best one because that's just how it'll work.
Yeah.
Won't be hard. Again, valedictorian of summer school.
So that's news. Not a lot of news topics because literally every piece of movie news right now is Avengers. Oh, well.
Can we say rest in peace, Vern Troyer?
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah. That was, man, that's a rough one. He was on what was like Celebrity Rehab or like one of those shows on VH1.
Like,
I mean, he just. Man, it's just a sad story. I feel real bad for him. He dealt with depression and whatnot, and it sucks to see that happen. So I just want to say, you know, listeners, if you ever need anybody to talk to, DM our accounts or whatever, talk to us, and we'll listen to you. So I just want to put that out there. But rest in peace, Vern Troyer. He left a mark on cinematic history with a like basically two movies. Like two of the more recognizable roles of comedy history.
What was his favorite role for you?
Vern Troyer. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm just saying like Mini Me and then Mini Me again and the Gold Member.
You know, which movie was the favorite for you with Mini Me? Because I know you said before you didn't love the first one. Mini Me, right? Or you didn't like Fat Bastard.
I know I didn't like Fat Bastard. I don't know how much I liked Mini Me, but the Austin Powers, my favorite characters in Austin Powers were always just Austin Powers himself. I don't know, man. That's a depressing segment, but we gotta say he was only 49, man.
Yeah, rest in peace for sure. Really sad. I'll probably watch Austin Powers soon. Little flashback. Well, from that to more talking about death, but less serious death. The Infinity War Death Pool. Link in the description below. If you haven't submitted, go ahead and submit. If you have already, then, well, that's it, because you can't submit more than one. But we're going to make our picks, the four we think are going to die in this movie. And obviously the contest, if you get all four and you have the highest combined, like, available points, you win. Ken Jack, who are your four picks for dying in the Infinity War death pool?
Number one for me, I have Iron Man. And I think just a symbolization on the poster with his arms out all Jesus-ish is enough of a hint to me where I'm going to smash that 250 odds button or whatever. I don't know how bidding works, so please bear with me. Next, I have Loki. And I think Loki kind of hit his character development limit. He's basically the Magneto of the MCU. And I think that the studio is going to has started to realize that. And I think he'll probably in the movie change teams and then bullshit double cross Thanos, and then Thanos will kill him in some critical point, just squishing him to death. Next, I have Heimdall. Idris Elba is just too good of an actor for this role. It's kind of like a bit role. And I think he's going to die getting everyone off the ship in the beginning of the movie. And lastly, I have Nebula. Her arc is essentially done because she went from nemesis of Gamora to ally. And that's it, that story is basically fleshed out. So I think she's going to die saving the Guardians at one point.
All right. So those are your four picks. Nebula, Heimdall, Loki, and Iron Man.
Thoughtful picks, Kenjack. You ready for mine, Jeff?
Oh, I'm ready to go.
All right. Here's mine. Mine are all based on, they're not based on the actual universe of the Marvel characters. They're based on the fact that I think these actors no longer want to do these movies. Okay.
That's fair.
So I have Captain America. I think Chris Evans wants to move on to different things. I think he's going to bow out gracefully. I have Pepper Potts because I don't think Gwyneth Paltrow wants to be involved anymore either. I have Hawkeye because Jeremy Renner, I feel like he personally feels disrespected by the way Hawkeye has played out for him. And then I have War Machine just because Don Cheadle, I don't feel like it's worth it for these people to show up to filming.
Yeah. The only one that I may disagree is Hawkeye because it was teased that his story is a long play in these movies and that's why they haven't shown him. But I actually really like the War Machine pick. He's one of the ones I didn't pick him, but I see no way he survives this movie. Not a chance.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, they're saying his story might be a long play, but shit, dude.
Well, if he dies and comes back as Ronin, is that like technically
anyone who dead? Dies? Yeah, our rule is if they die and they get brought back, it doesn't matter. They still died technically.
Yeah.
So that's brain death or heart stoppage are we talking?
No, I mean they're dead. They're like dead. Period.
Buried.
They're dead. Well, I don't know if they're buried. They're just dead. They're pronounced dead, and then they're brought back to life. That's fine.
Well, Jeremy Renner doesn't have to play Ronin, though, right? I mean, Ronin's kind of a masked character, isn't it?
That's true. Yeah, very so, true. I mean, I'm assuming he will, but...
I just get that vibe from Jeremy Renner. I almost said Ritter again, that he just doesn't want to do this anymore. But that also could just be Jeremy Renner's general disposition.
Hey, those are good picks. Your total came to 1575. Ken Jack's came to 1525. My pick's Iron Man. I think he's a clear dead character. I could see him getting brought back, but he's going to die. Wong. I think Wong is another one. He's served his purpose. There's not going to be another Doctor Strange movie. Benedict Cumberbatch may die in this, but I think he'll survive a little bit. I see no way Wong survives. Spider-Man. Big pick for me, plus 1250. But I think Spider-Man's going to die and get brought back to life.
Yeah.
I really think he's going to die and get brought back to life. Thanos is going to crush his puny head. And then Pepper Potts, I agree with you on that one, Trill. She's going to die very quickly, I think, dude. She's going to have about a minute of screen time, I believe, and then she'll be done. So my thing comes to 28-25. I took some more risky picks, but I definitely agree. I think Pepper Potts is probably, along with War Machine, a shoo-in to go. And actually, I would say Kenjack Loki as well.
Question about Pepper Potts. Is she still super from the extremist thing? I forget.
Ugh, I hope not. I don't know. I really hope not. That was upsetting.
Hard to kill, right?
Yeah, that would be really upsetting. I think it's out of her. I don't know. Ugh. That was not one of my favorite parts of that movie. I didn't like that movie at all, really. So
that was a bad villain. Right.
Yeah, he was. Well, the Mandarin was a British guy.
Yeah, fucking Ben Kingsley.
And then it was
Ben Kingsley.
And then it was someone else. Like, that was like, who's the Mandarin? Oh, it's a random British guy. Okay. Like, it was just a terrible head fake.
That was really that was one of those times you felt personally offended by a movie.
Yes. You're like, what the fuck? So that was not the most offended I've been. After Earth is still the most offended I've ever been about a movie. That's with Jaden Smith and Will Smith. Mm-hmm. And it was supposed to be this, like, not that I thought it was going to be any good, but it was supposed to be like this Will Smith, Jaden Smith movie. And all the trailers were just like him and Will. And he died like 2 minutes into the movie. And it became a Jaden Smith movie. And that was like, you felt used. You just felt completely used. Yeah, that was disappointing. All right, last one. Infinity War box office total prediction. I'll go with mine. Mine is lofty. I think it's going to beat Titanic. It's not going to beat Avatar. I went to my final pick. I thought I was like, well, maybe it will beat Avatar. It's not. I have it at $2,205,249,456. That's my prediction.
That was very specific.
Well, I mean, we have to do whole numbers. I mean, you're trying to win a game here, you know? You can't go zeros. You'll tie somebody.
Oh, I went zeros. I put $2.1 billion edging out Force Awakens.
All right, you got it. You got to get a...
And 1 cent.
Some numbers there. No, well, you can't do cents.
And $1.
Okay. So $2,100,000,000 and $1.
So you think it's going to be... Do you think it's going to beat The Force Awakens? Damn.
Yeah. I think it's going to be Titanic and Force Awakens, yeah.
Jeez.
The pre-sale is too big. It's just, it's insanity. And I think it's going to be a movie that people want to go back and see because there's so many heroes in it. There's so many people they want to see again. The only thing that may hinder this is length, but all these movies up here are long except for Star Wars. Titanic, Avatar, Jurassic World was a little longer, I believe. So this movie clocks in at 229, I think. It's in the 20s. It's shorter than initially reported. It's not in the 230s.
I'm just curious how it's going to do overseas. That's the only reason I think it might not be Titanic.
I got mine at $1.98 billion. So it crushes Jurassic World, but barely misses out on Force Awakens.
Okay, so $1.98 billion. So you're a little more conservative than us.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot of 2.1 so far seems to be the norm on our submission sheet. A couple people... Well, somebody said 500 trillion. It's going to be tough to beat. Another person said 13 million, and someone else said 1,600,000. It's going to be tough to hit.
Like per theater?
Yeah. That's going to be, I don't know if they're going to hit that one. Some people forgot some zeros, thinking they're not going to win. The highest, like, realistic total in terms of, like, somebody not joking around was 2.9 billion, which would obviously smash Avatar as well.
That would be huge. Yeah.
So it has to beat 2 billion 668 million for Star Wars. For Titanic, it has to beat 2 billion 187 million, and then Avatar 2 billion 788 million. So, I mean, it's going to make $2 billion. There's really no question about that. Like, it's going to make the $2 billion. It's going to beat Jurassic World. But where does it land after that? Enter our contest. We'll see who's right. It's like Price is Right. It's fun.
Yeah, I had a little under 2 billion because I just want to be that guy in the 2% chance that it doesn't crack 2 billion. Then I'm like, told you. Yeah. You guys are so optimistic about this movie, but
you're out to dinner and you hear someone talking like, it didn't make 2 billion. And you're like, oh, you thought it was going to make 2 billion? Okay.
I would like to refer you back to Lights, Camera, Podcast episode 39, where I said 1.98.
Episode 40, but you know.
It's hard to say.
They'd be really confused scrubbing through episode 39 trying to find you say that. Questions from listeners. We got some good ones this week. We got a really good fuck, marry, kill just for Ken Jack.
Sweet.
Let's start with that one. Ken Jack, fuck, marry, kill. Beans, bread, and gambit.
This is actually kind of a tough one.
Just gonna fuck all those right. Beans.
I was about to say, I'm gonna fuck the beans. I'm gonna fuck the beans. I'm gonna, kill Gambit and marry Bread.
Interesting. So you have a really contentious relationship with Bread then. It's not like a good marriage.
I do. I had noodles the other day for the first time in a while. I was thinking before because I was at the
Noodles and Company or just noodles?
Just noodles and ramen. Went to the supermarket today and I realized I haven't bought a loaf of bread in over a year, fellas. I think probably longer.
Damn.
Maybe 2 years, actually. Just, I don't know. Just not my thing.
Bread is not your thing.
It's not my thing, fellas.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Always going to be funny. That'll always make me laugh. Here's a would you rather. Would you rather have to eat? Trill falls over with his microphone.
Sorry.
All right. Would you rather? Would you rather have to eat a Bavarian legend every day for a year? Oh, I mean, this is... I'm amending this one because this one's not even close. Or watch the Bye Bye Man 4 times in a row. Would you rather eat a Bavarian legend every day for a year or watch the Bye Bye Man every day for a year?
Fuck, that's actually kind of hard. The amended one, that is.
Let's talk about the pros and cons. So the pro with the eating the Bavarian legend and not watching the Bye Bye Man is that you don't have to cut out two hours of your day. Right.
Yeah.
The con with that is that your nutrition falls in the shitter and you die at 42. I think I'd rather go for eating the pretzel every day. I'd maybe try to space it out. Add some like dietary supplement pills to that, because I don't have the time to watch the Bye Bye Man every day.
The way you frame that, I thought you were for sure picking the Bye Bye Man, and then you're like, actually, since I'll die earlier, I'll pick the big ass pretzel.
Well, my diet's already shit anyway. Just get 2,000 calories of pretzel, and then maybe eat like 400 calories of broccoli, and then work out and hope it all like happens for me. Oh, you could not watch the Bye Bye Man every day.
I could.
You'd have to cut 2 hours out of your life to watch a movie every day.
Is it 2 hours? Like,
whatever it is, you still have to. Yeah, you still have to make time. Would you like? You know, some people wake up early to go to the gym. You'd be waking up early to watch the Bye Bye Man. Or like, if you didn't get to watch the Bye Bye Man that day, and everybody's like, "Hey, Ken Jack, we're going out for drinks," and you're like, "Nah, man, like, I gotta watch this Bye Bye Man movie. It's a deal I made with Satan.
I have to watch the Bye Bye Man once every day." I don't know. But like, the pros and cons lean to the Bye Bye Man for me. The Bavarian Legend. You may die eating the Bavarian Legend halfway through the year to begin with.
How do you have time to watch a fucking movie every day? Like
it's
same
barely 1.5 hours, by the way.
Yeah, but you also, with this podcast, you have to watch other movies too. So now you got to watch the Bye Bye Man, and then you got to go see Avengers Infinity War, and then the next day you wake up and you got to watch the Bye Bye Man again. That's no way to live. I'd rather just carry that pretzel around in like a dedicated backpack and break off pieces as I come and go and just crush one per day.
Wait, so you get the mustard and everything with it? Like, do you get the dipping stuff?
I might just throw it into a ninja blender with some fucking ice and some like chia seeds and blueberries and just slam it that way. And maybe hope that like, yeah.
It's making me sick.
Ah, man, that's tough. I can't imagine eating one every day, because I can barely imagine eating one, period. Kenja couldn't even finish his.
Yeah, it's rough. It wasn't a single sitting though, so.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but to have to watch the Bye Bye Man every day, I feel like you're not seeing the cons behind that. Like, I feel like you're focusing on the cons of having to eat this gigantic ass pretzel, and you're not truly understanding what a mental drag for the rest of your life it would be to have to fucking alter your schedule to watch the Bye Bye Man. Because I wouldn't have to alter my schedule to watch the Bavarian Legend. Me and my friends would go out to eat. I'd be like, no, not eating here. Pull out Tupperware. It's a Bavarian Legend cut into 8 different pieces. Maybe do the Kobayashi style, or I just kind of soak it in some bread or soak it in some water and down it too.
That's a tough one. That's one of my favorite would you rather. We did amend it, but still, the concept is great. We'll have to ask Twitter. That's tough. I'm not as convinced. I'm with you, Kendrick. I'm not as convinced as Terrell on that one.
I guarantee you there's a bigger pretzel than the Bavarian Legend at the Texas State Fair.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'd believe that. I wouldn't bet against that.
Yeah. We need to go to the Texas State Fair, man. Texas State Fair is fucking wild.
It is.
So wild that Big Tex caught on fire a few years ago.
Big Tex was on fire once.
Yeah, rest in peace. Crazy. Although I think they resurrected him.
Next up, how many times has an AMC Stubbs member getting to cut you in line at the concessions made you think that's so fucking dumb? So Ken Jack and I cut people because we do the AMC Stubbs membership. But Trill, you don't use it, right?
It depends on the situation, okay? If the line's long, then hell yeah, I'm going to use that motherfucking Stubbs line. If one person walks in front of me through the ropes, I will follow them and wait behind them, because I don't want to roll to the front of that line when they're obviously there before me and then get preferential treatment just because of the Stubbs account. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like when it's more one-on-one, people are more likely to think I'm an asshole. When it's me versus a group, they're looking at me just like having that VIP treatment. But I don't have a problem against it. It's $15 a year. It's worth every fucking penny.
I'm with you, sort of, Trill. I think most of the time when me and Jeff go, the theater is either empty or there's a huge line. And when there's a huge line, I don't mind cutting. But left is, it's like two or three people. It just like seems like a really dickish thing to do, to be like, yeah, I know you're here like 5 minutes ahead of me, but fuck you. Like, I'm getting my soda maybe 5 minutes faster. So I don't usually use it unless it's like maybe a 5 person plus.
For Infinity War. If you want to piss a lot of people off, show up to your movie a little late on Thursday for Infinity War and just cut 50 people.
All I ask
something
for
dumb too.
With the Stubbs program, the only thing I want now is I want somebody to walk me to my seat. I want like an AMC concierge, usher. Yeah, just a concierge to kind of show me around the theater and be like, this is the men's restroom. Oh, thank you. Very nice. You're in theater 6. Oh, you're in F1. Oh, okay. They walk me to my seat. Is there anything else you need, sir? No, thank you. I'm good. It's like Publix. At Publix, they carry your groceries out for you.
Do they?
Which, by the way, there's a very specific reason they do that.
I've never been like actually food shopping at Publix.
Publix subs though are overrated as hell.
Agreed.
Let's go there. Let's go down this rabbit hole. People, they're perfectly fine subs, right? But I'd rather just go next door to Subway. I prefer Subway than a Publix sub. Put it that way.
I once said that. I stopped at a Publix for the first time when I visited my friend in North Carolina, and I got like a wrap, and it turned into that whole bullshit ass argument where it's like, you didn't order specifically number 2 on the menu with this specific augmentation to the item, so obviously you're stupid, and obviously Publix is good, and you're dumb. Like, no, I got a turkey wrap from Publix, and it sucked ass. I'll send you guys a picture of it, because it's so gross. People yelled at me.
The only grocery store I find that actually is worth that hype is HEB. Jeff knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, HEB's fantastic. HEB's the best grocery store in the world.
Yeah.
Period.
See,
I like Wegmans, but Wegmans is just it's overpriced. Wegmans is very expensive. But
HEB's so amazing. HEB's like pre-prep stuff is actually very good.
All right, next up. Would you go to a movie theater to watch a big sporting event?
No.
No.
Sounds awful. What?
Yeah.
So I've actually seen one sporting event in a movie theater. We saw the Tebow Oklahoma National Championship game in 3D at a movie theater.
3D?
And?
It was like fun. It was like an interesting one-time experience. I'd never do it again, though. And like the angle was different. They tried to make it like you were in the crowd. So it was more like you were on like the like 30 rows up from the sidelines. So like the view wasn't that great. It was okay. It was just, I would never do it again. 3D sports died out really quick. That was a fad for a while, and that died out really quick.
Yeah, no, that sounds awful. Going to see a sporting event. Sporting events, home's fine. I'll sit in front of my TV, open up Twitter, follow along, good. Unless it's your team playing. But then if it's your team playing, I don't know, out of all the social scenarios you can be in, why you do want to be in a movie theater. I don't get that.
Dude, I don't even like going to actual sporting games for the most part, let alone going to a theater for it. Like, I'd prefer watching games at home.
Sporting games? I like sports. We like sports. I like the sporting games. I like it when they throw the ball.
Like the way they dribble up and down the court.
When you drink the ice juice.
Next up, more questions. Thoughts on drive-in movie theaters. You ever go to a drive-in?
It's a cool novelty, but it's a bad, if you actually want to watch a movie, it's a bad experience in my mind. It's distracting. There's a lot of distractions.
Seems like a bad investment, both to go to one and to actually like buy that if you were like looking to invest in movies somehow.
What about sitting in the truck bed, some blankets?
Yeah, that's nice. That's what I'm saying. The only way, like, I think that you could at least get away with it is if you, you know, have a like SUV and you pop open that rear hatch and fold the seats down, you know, put some blankets and some pillows and you can lay down and watch it. But even then, like, there's people running around. There's like, you know, yelling going on. It's just it's a distracting experience. I saw Up in a drive-in movie theater.
Wow. Okay. That's 2009.
Something like that. It's been that was my first and only drive-in drive-through movie experience.
Ken Jack, have you ever been to one?
No, I've like most of the movies I watched are like just at a local theater in my hometown and didn't even really go to AMC's. I don't even think there is a fucking drive-in theater on Long Island, period. So I don't know. Just never had the opportunity.
Oh, and then the movie ends and then you have to wait in a line to get out, which is
that stinks.
Awful too. So fuck that.
Here's one for Trill. Why don't you flatline anymore?
Actually flatline?
No, why don't flatline you yell flatline? I assume they mean
flatline last week when they put me under for the surgery. I don't like to beat stuff into the ground. You know, like we have something we catch on. It's funny for a while, and then we move on. And then it's funnier when you bring it back every now and then. You know?
Exactly.
Thanks, Ken Jack.
Buy a shirt that says I'm flatlining if you want to resurrect it. Here's one. This is one of my least favorite scenes in movie history. Should Hermione have married Ron or Harry? She obviously married Ron, and there's that, remember that creepy ass, like aged versions of themselves at the end of the last Harry Potter. Oh, I hate that scene. Kills me. But who should she have married, Ron or Harry?
I don't think she should have married anybody. I think if J.K. Rowling was woke, she wouldn't have had her marry anybody. Why she had to marry one of them?
Yeah, she's why they... of all dependent, independent people, she was like number one. Yeah, the other two needed some assistance and a spouse. She didn't need anybody.
Not to mention she married like a fucking sitcom dad character, like a useless fuck. And Ron.
I feel like she'd marry an investment banker, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she would definitely marry somebody very smart. Harry's too short. Ron's just a big dweeb.
And all the bad experiences they had at Hogwarts, they still send their kids there. That's kind of fucked up.
My issue with that movie, and it's more of a joking matter. I don't go, I hate Harry Potter because of these small, intricate details. But like their use of magic and then their like never using those same spells that work so well again have always baffled me. Like one movie, the Weasleys have magic pan washers. And then the next movie, she's washing the pans by hand. Why would you ever touch a dish if that was the case? Also, why would you be like a poor family living in a boot, basically, in the middle of a farm if you can have magic and conjure up some stuff to not be like that? That's like, they use so many spells, too, that you're like, oh, damn. That would be great if they use that again in the next five movies and you just never see it again. But I don't know, Ken Jack, you're the Harry Potter fan here, so.
Kind of take away from the rustic appeal if they're living in like a postmodern fucking house on a lake or something. It's got to be like all fucking rickety. Exactly. It has to be all fucking rickety. That adds to the charm.
The whole story essentially revolves around how Snape got cucked.
Yeah.
And you, more or less. You work forwards from there.
Incel Snape fucking driving the fucking plot of Harry Potter. Did Snape ever fuck? Did Snape die a virgin? Oh my god.
I have never. Potter, there's something you need to know about me. I have never known the pleasures of the flesh. He's like, dude, I'm 17. Why are you telling me this?
Wait, so they don't even have fucking computers. How do they crank off in the Harry Potter universe? Is there a spell for that? Like, Accio Fleshlight? I'm just trying to think, like, how do they crank off in the Harry Potter universe? There's no pornography period. Do they have porn in books? Oh, wait. So they have the moving pictures in the books. So maybe that's their version of internet porn, like video porn. It's like they open the books and they have the moving pictures. And it's like Dumbledore, like, I don't know, fucking like Gryffindor or something. Like, it's just interesting shit like that. But there has to be a spell. Is there a spell where you can make your opponent instantly cum their pants? Because that would be the best dueling spell ever. Like, you imagine Harry Potter dueling Malfoy. And he's just like, come in, Ingulus, and just Draco fucking splooches his robes.
Like the Quidditch World Cup. Harry uses a spell, and all of a sudden, like, everybody in the other team starts, like, going downward immediately. Just like,
osteoprostate. All of a sudden, Malfoy's like, oh!
Yeah, I don't think I don't think anybody in the Harry Potter universe fucks.
I mean, I guess they can't. Like, you can't crank off in Harry Potter. This is canon now. No one in Harry Potter has ever masturbated.
Well, they've evolved. Like, the concerns of the wizarding world outweigh the base desires for human pleasure, essentially. So they've just kind of grown beyond it.
They're too busy living in squalor to think about fucking cranking off.
Yes. We gotta dive more into Harry Potter at some point.
There's a sign outside of the showers at Hogwarts. It's like, please,
I already know
use the disappear. Never mind.
We gotta get into Harry Potter again at some point. Like the intricate details of Harry Potter and the real world connections. All right, I like this one. We asked this on Twitter. I'll read some replies. But what's the most inappropriate movie theater food? We asked this. We've talked about it before. What's the most inappropriate? So not the craziest, but inappropriate. I think a bag of chips. Incredibly inappropriate.
Ooh. Oh, okay. So a bag of...
Like, that is loud.
A bag of the 2012 manufactured Sun Chips.
Sun Chips.
Yep.
Yes.
The 2012 bag Sun Chips that were unreasonably fucking loud. That'd be the worst
louder
thing.
Louder than a jet engine.
Yeah. It's a great call.
Yeah, there's sound and then there's smell. And so, yeah, bag of chips is definitely in that sound category. I think, you know, such a horrible thing is if, like, AMC started offering, like, those, like, Charlie tuna on the go pouches. get your protein fix with the AMC tuna power plate. Just be people cracking open a can, putting mayonnaise and mixing up tuna and putting on crackers throughout the whole movie.
Yeah, anything with a smell like that, which is part of why I'm not like a huge fan of some of like the real like eat in movie theaters. Because like, man, one like little bit of smell, like if someone brought in, I don't know, like a Chinese food or something, or something that has like a really potent smell, which I mean, Chinese food can smell nice, but like, man, that the whole theater will smell like that 20 minutes into the movie. But I think the loudness factor, like some people hate popcorn. People think popcorn crunching is bad, like a chips or too much. Somebody actually tweeted us a picture of their spicy salmon roll ready to go as he goes and sees Black Panther. Spencer Snyderman tweeted it at us. Got a little grocery store sushi in.
So there's a fruit called the durian fruit.
Oh yeah, durian fruit. Yeah, fucking disgusting.
Well, it's supposed to taste good, but it smells awful. And
it smells like complete shit.
It's banned from like airline cabins, hotels, and public transportation in most areas. I think that would probably be the worst thing to bring in. Imagine cracking open gigantic durian during Jurassic World, the Fallen Kingdom. Smell-o-vision.
What else did people say? We asked what's the most over-the-top food item, so not completely the same. Someone said they saw someone with cheese fries and a Bloomin' Onion to go from Outback Steakhouse.
Oh, fuck.
Bloomin' Onion, that is messy for a movie theater.
Bloomin' Onion. Dude, Bloomin' Onion, one of those things that sound delicious in concept, but then when you get it, the execution is always so poor.
Dude, yep. That is a galaxy brain thing to bring into a movie. I want to bring a Bloomin' Onion in now. I love Outback Steakhouse. That's like my most fucking pea brain like chain that I love. I love Outback Steakhouse.
Dude,
love
that brain, do you think I kind of want to go into Outback and be like, can I get an onion, just an onion cut like a Bloomin' Onion? And just bring me out just this fucking onion flour and just rip pieces of raw onion off of it. And eat it.
You like break the system. Fucking that Imagine Dragons song will start playing because you'll be at the bottom of the secret. Because no one's ever seen, I think, a Bloomin' Onion pre batter, have they? It's like seeing a baby pigeon.
I have seen it. On the Food Network, there was a show called Rewrapped, hosted by Joey Fatone, and they tried to recreate items. And they grow big onions. Outback Steakhouse does, like their own big onions, and that's how they do it.
Oh, yikes.
So sorry, I just a little behind the scenes magic for you. Somebody said two Subway footlongs isn't crazy. Well, it's at BLIPDH says he had chocolate soft serve. He held it with one arm inside of his sweatshirt as he walked into the theater and pretended he only had one arm as he had the ice cream underneath his sweatshirt.
Jesus.
That's really ambitious. And that's also, I mean, the chance of you having soft serve all over your body after that is pretty high. Chipotle burrito bowl. I think we saw Chipotle, right, Ken Jack?
I saw it in a movie I saw alone once. Some guy, he didn't have a burrito bowl, though. Him and his girlfriend both had a burrito, just a burrito, like, unwrapped, and they were just chomping down on it.
Someone said, wife and I snuck in an entire package of Oreos and a half gallon of milk once.
Oh, my. We did that. Or you had a quarter gallon, right?
We did bring in milk. Trill, what should we bring to go see Super Troopers tomorrow? What hilarious food item.
Gosh, this has put me on the spot. I don't know, man.
It takes place in Canada, so something Canadian, like poutine or whatever that is.
I don't know. I don't know what they eat in Canada. I assume they're just the same things.
Canadian bacon,
brown just maple sugar pop tarts. I don't fucking.
I wish we, Jeff. I wish we remembered the rotisserie chicken for Blockers.
Yes, we should have done the rotisserie chicken for Blockers. Yeah, that was a tough one. Carrot sticks. Okay, that would be fucking annoying. Carrot sticks, that's not a good movie theater food because that is another loud food.
Yeah,
that's funny ones. Man, you folks are fucking crazy bringing in these foods. What movie do you think has the best ending ever? Best movie ending ever.
Jeff, are you gonna say Ocean's 11?
Yeah, mine's Ocean's 11. Man. I don't even care.
I'm not gonna say Last of Mohicans because in terms of endings, it was more like scene based. I'm thinking of like a nice like twist or something like that.
I'm trying to think of a twist too, but maybe Inception because that's one I get thinking sort of. No, not really. Or Shawshank, that's a happy one.
Yeah, I do like Shawshank. I don't know if I'd put on best ever. I like the Departed ending. I thought that was pretty good as well.
It's a pretty cool ending.
Yeah. I can't rate best, but there's a lot I like.
Oh, that's a tough one. Yeah, I don't know. I could think of like a top three, but not like a number one. It'd probably like those three. No, I refuse. I said those two, and then maybe Ocean's 11 would be in the three too, and then it's like one ABC.
That's a good one. That's a good segment one day. Best movie endings. Last question. Which actor/actress change in a movie series bothers you the most? For me, easy. Katie Holmes to Maggie Gyllenhaal. And
yep.
Batman Begins to Dark Knight. I've never bought into that. Maggie Gyllenhaal's a fine actress, but I never thought that Bruce Wayne and Maggie Gyllenhaal's character had a like chemistry. Like Rachel and Bruce never had a chemistry, I thought. Like for some reason,
where is she?
Where is she?
Where are they? Yeah, I just never worked for me. It just never worked for me.
No. You can't start with the head. They get all fuzzy. See?
I want to see a magic trick.
She ruined it for me. Edward Norton to Mark Ruffalo is a great one in Hulk.
That was, Terrence Howard to John Cheadle. That was a great one, too.
John Cheadle.
Good old John Cheadle. Lesser known.
John Cheadle, man.
That was that's two great Marvel pickups in going from Terrence Howard main to fucking Don Cheadle and then also Ed Norton, who is a great actor, but just not suited for the Hulk, to Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, I can't see Edward Norton having been in the Avengers. For some reason, that just doesn't work for me. Like, I don't think it would have been a good fit at all. Glad it went that way. Those are our questions. Trill Bonds, go get a fucking nap or something.
Dude, I'm struggling. I'm sorry. I didn't go to bed till 4 last night. You want to know why?
Why?
To tell the story.
All right. So I'm playing Fortnite with Ken Jack. We're playing 50 on 50. We play one game and we drop in the second game. In the middle of dropping in, I get back on the voice chat and I say, Ken Jack, I got to go. I got to clean up dog shit. And what had happened was our French bulldog had jumped off the bed and had explosive diarrhea in the corner of one room. And I'm like, okay, well, we have a carpet cleaner for these purposes. So I have a standard process I usually use to clean it up. carpet clean that motherfucker, did whatever, put her in her cage while I'm doing it. And I look back and she had projectile vomited off out of her cage onto the carpet. So I had to do it there. And by this time it was like 1 or 2 a.m. And I just fucking, we have like a walk-in shower. I put a bowl of water down and towel down, and I just put her in the shower for the rest of the night. So you got a shit, you go in the shower. But cleaning up all that dog shit and that dog puke out of the carpet, which, by the way, got a new construction house here. I don't know why they're fucking putting down carpets in 2018. just get some linoleum. I don't care. Just nothing. Just, I hate carpets. So anyway, I was so amped up after that, I couldn't go back to sleep. Now I'm just a zombie today.
All that cleaning, you couldn't come off that high.
Keep going, dude. And then, you know, I felt so disgusting after cleaning it. I had to go, like, she was in the shower we normally use. I had to go to a separate shower and take a cleansing shower.
Did you play more Fortnite after I got off?
No, dude. I might have played some more God of War. Low energy podcast, but we'll bring it. We'll bring it this week. We'll bring it Please on the clap. Main podcast.
We're ranking all the Marvel MCU movies, all 18 of them. Description in the below. Description in the link below. Link in the description below. Vote now. Lots of votes. Who do you think is going to be number one from the listeners? Early predictions. What do you think will be number one? I actually haven't even looked at the results yet. My guess is probably Iron Man or Guardian. Actually, no. Winter Soldier or Guardians. Saying Winter Soldier is the best Marvel movie is a very woke move. It's a good movie, but that's like a, like, you almost have to say it because I think people judge when you don't say it because it was like the most serious one.
Yeah. I think it'll probably be Guardians 1, Volume 1.
I think Iron Man, I think, is a standout for most people. Not me personally. I just think that that's going to be the listener pick.
So go vote. Enter the death pool. Enter the Avengers box office challenge. All of that in the description below on this pod on whatever platform you are listening to this podcast. Trey Bolins, anything else?
I'll see you guys this week. Thanks for being patient with me. This time next week, I'll have a child. So that'll be fucking wild.
Yeah, pretty cool. Yeah. Big couple weeks here. That's all we'll say. Big couple weeks for everybody. And Ken Jack, because he's going to win the fucking claw game tomorrow. Not the claw game, the key game.
Key game.
We're going to win that. We're going to win that Minions Funko Pop, and we're gonna give it out to a listener.
Hell yeah.
I can't wait. Just get it and go in front of the AMC employee and smash it right in front of them.
Fucking stomp it.
All right. For Trey Bolins and Ken Jack, I'm Jeff Lowe. We will talk to you later in the week.
I took a pill in Ibiza to show Avicii I was cool. And when I finally got sober, felt 10 years older, but fuck it, it was something to do. I'm living out in L.A. I drive a sports car just to prove I'm a real big baller, cause I made $1 million and I spend it on girls and shoes. But you don't wanna be high like me, never really know why like me. You don't ever wanna step off that roller coaster and be all alone. You don't wanna ride the bus like this, never know who to trust like this. You don't wanna be stuck up on that stage singing, stuck up on that stage singing. Oh, I know a sad soul, sad soul. Darling, oh, I know a sad soul, sad soul.